companion to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another after show for Once Upon a Time, Season 4, Episode 5, titled Breaking Glass. I'm Kathy Kelly, sitting next to me, taking a selfie, Tiana Hobson.
Hello, everyone. I was caught taking a selfie, my bad.
And we have the full panel back together. This is pretty amazing. First time this season. Sitting next to me on my other side, Kaori Take.
Hey, everybody.
And then sitting next to her, Marissa Serafini.
Hello, everyone.
In a sweater.
In a sweater, yes. I'm
cold. While everyone else is still wearing tank tops and shorts.
I know. I like to consider method hosting. I really got into the
You're
episode.
You're frozen.
Yeah, you're frozen.
So, I don't know about you guys. I felt like it was a slower episode until the last 30 seconds, and I was like, whoa, the hairs on my arm were literally standing up, like goosebumps.
The arms of my hair.
I automatically got like a tingling sensation through my body, and I felt like I was being spied on or something. Like, I got scared.
I felt like I was being lied to.
Yeah. Because we spent the whole episode trying to figure out who Lily was, and then it's like, whoa, you know.
That's not where I thought this was going. Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked the very end. It was absolutely scary. Justin's eye falling. Creepy.
Very creepy. I mean, I did like how they brought another story of Emma being a young person. We got some more backstory on her and why she is the way she is. And I was only, not to jump too far ahead, I was only kind of upset that Lily didn't really have a full circle.
Yeah. Let's talk about Emma's past and Lily. We first are introduced to this character of Lily in a grocery store. Mm-hmm. Emma, which we don't realize is Emma, even though it was totally obvious, is shoplifting and trying to get some Pop-Tarts or something. And Lily helps her as a security guard is about to bust Emma. She has a credit card and they pay for a bunch of food. Then outside, they're being chased by Lily's father, but Lily lies to Emma and says that it's, her foster worker or something like that. And, Emma and Lily become really close, bond over not really having anyone and feeling alone. Lily has this star birthmark, which makes me think that we're going to see her again.
That star seemed like there was a purpose that they pointed that out to us.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they don't do that kind of stuff on the show for no reason, you know? So I immediately started thinking, okay, who do we know? What does the star, like, kind of symbolize, or who could it be? And
it doesn't really seem like this backstory is going away. Like, I feel like we will see more of Lily or hear about her in the future, just because, like, Once Upon a Time, everything has a purpose. They're not going to introduce a character just for one episode, I feel like.
Yeah, when this whole backstory was happening, I was thinking to myself, what is the purpose of this backstory? I don't quite get it other than the mirroring of Regina and Lily in some sort of way. But then the ending, it all made sense. And I do think we're going to see them.
Who thought for a split second that Lily was Regina? Even though that's not possible.
I kind of wanted to believe it.
They look alike.
The physicality, for sure. And like you guys said, that they can't just introduce another character just for one standoff episode. Mm-hmm. And that, like, Hershey with the star birthmark, and there was a lot of references to Peter Pan, and it's like, we've already covered that story, so I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
If you think about, like, star, second star,
Lilith,
Twitter, right?
Yeah.
You know,
well,
whatever.
This just reminded me of, you know, I did do news and gossip a couple weeks ago that we were going to meet someone named Lily, and that everyone was wondering who it was going to be, and the reference to it possibly being Tiger Lily. was something that came up. So
yeah, with Tiger Lily, and you know the whole story of like lost kids, lost children, whatever. So I felt a lot of Peter Pan stories again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she was adopted too. We found out.
Yes.
So yeah.
We find out at the very end of this whole backstory. Emma feels tricked after they're in this house and they take a video together. They promise that they'll be best friends forever, no matter what. Emma draws Lily draws a star tattoo on Emma. And then we meet Lily's father, who kind of ruins their whole friendship because, I mean, Emma just feels lied to. She says, no, you weren't abandoned. Like, you have a family. You were chosen. You'll never understand what it's like to be alone. And says she feels tricked. And then the social worker takes Emma back to a home, and Lily goes with her parents, her adoptive parents.
Yeah, and Lily tries, you know, she's like, don't forget we made that promise, we'll always be friends. Aww. And, you know, she's like, look me up and we'll run away together. And Emma never took the paper, but, I mean, Emma is a tracker and she, you know, hunts people down for a living. So yeah. There's a chance that she did eventually go back, or she could now, because in our present day, it doesn't really seem like Emma had much contact with her after that.
Yeah. But I mean, those memories could have been erased, or we'll see Lilith, whatever her name is, in the future. Like, we'll see present day Lily.
Yeah, like a grown up Lily. Mm-hmm. If she managed to get to Starbuck, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will be.
My question is, I mean, we only saw Lily for this one episode, and we saw her father for a split second. If Lily was to come back, do you think her and her father would play a bigger story? Like, there's someone that we don't know.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I think Lily especially. Maybe not so much her father, but...
Either, I mean, Tiger Lily does make sense, or Lilith makes me think of True Blood, just because of Lilith and True Blood, but... Mm. I don't think that's the same thing.
I just, her story, there's so many unanswered questions. You know, why does she feel alone? There's just so much more to learn about her that I feel like there's so much more story to tell, so they will bring her back to tell us more, and that it does kind of tie into, you know, our whole storybook world.
Yeah.
And, you know, where did she come from? She was adopted, but like, when did she get adopted? Was she chosen younger? Was she chosen older? Right. Is her dad really that horrible of a person that,
he didn't,
you know?
It didn't seem like he was a mean guy. Yeah. He was just someone who was constantly trying to keep Lily in check as a teenager.
But also, I mean, there are always those stories where someone seems like a nice guy and then behind closed doors, they're awful.
Yeah, like abuse or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Shout out to Nicole Munoz, who played Lily. She's actually called into the studios here.
Oh.
Check out the Defiance after show. Just saying.
She's all over the place.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this whole situation between Emma and Regina. We see Regina again trying to save Maid Marian, and she has Sydney now in a compact mirror, which is hilarious.
But
she sets off to find the Snow Queen, runs into Emma along the way. Regina then says, the only reason Emma is being so nice is because she feels guilty about ruining Regina's life, bringing Maid Marian back, whether it was on purpose or not. And Regina kind of goes off on her own. Sydney then leads Regina into the Snow Queen's trap, which is where they find Elsa. We'll talk about that whole situation later. But, meanwhile, Elsa escapes from the Snow Queen. Emma and Regina defeat this magic monster together, and this is where they say that they have to work together with their magic.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I love them, too, because it really showed, when they were displaying the magic, that they really are equal.
I just...
Like, in power for that second, because they were really taking down...
Are they both weaker this season, though? Because I feel like in past seasons, Regina would easily defeat that snow monster in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And now she needs help.
But we can see Regina, she's really questioning herself. And she's having her internal personal struggles right now this whole season. Everyone's saying that she's evil and she's trying to be good. And then she's also hurt with Emma. So she's very resistant to having Emma help her at all. But that was awesome, them teaming up. They need to unfreeze Marion.
I do like them team up together.
Yeah. Like, those two need to do that again and unfreeze Marion.
Yeah. I mean, I want to give a shout out to all the Swan Queen fans who are watching, because they got a lot of Swan Queen action tonight.
Okay.
I mean, it was really great seeing them back together. And I loved how, you know, Regina's magic is now red.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know what that means, but clearly it must be significant. And I loved seeing that next to Emma's sort of white,
mm-hmm.
you know, white light for purity and stuff like that. So I don't know, but.
And even Emma wearing white today, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
So after they come together and defeat this monster with their magic, the Snow Queen appears. Does the Vader grip on both of them.
Yes, chokehold.
She's strong.
And Elsa ends up saving them both. She then tells them that they need to mend their differences, otherwise Storybrooke doesn't have a chance.
I think Storybrooke does need Regina, and clearly they work great together. So mm-hmm. if they're going to be fighting and can't find common ground, then mm-hmm. yeah, Storybrooke is going to suffer because of that, because the Snow Queen can tap into that weakness. She mm-hmm. knows that, you know, those two aren't getting along. So there's the weakness right there in the whole guardian of Storybrooke. So.
Yeah.
Snow Queen seems like she taps into fear. Because when she was even chaining up Elsa, she says it's your fear that's going to keep you still locked up. So I don't know. That kind of reminded me of, Harry Potter when they're in the Devil's Snare in the first one. Yeah, it's like if you keep moving, it'll kill you faster. And kind of the same reference, if you keep being scared, it's going to keep you locked up.
Good one, Marissa. I don't know. I'm with you on that. Harry Potter all day.
Yeah, absolutely. But yes, going again, it seems like Snow Queen is feeding on fear. We say Emma, she has a lot of fear with her powers, and then Regina fearing everyone still fears her in some way. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they will resolve their issues at least by the end of the season, or we will see them working together in some kind of capacity. Yeah. So Regina was kind of being secretive throughout this episode with Sydney in the mirror. And then that mirror is actually why the Snow Queen targeted them, is because she needed not just any mirror, but that specific one. Why do you think that is? I mean, we saw that it completed her
mirror that looks like Regina's mirror.
Mirror mosaic, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, why didn't you just take Regina's mirror? it's like, save us all a bunch of time, just grab the mirror that you're duplicating. But she said that Regina had put, like, some dark magic in there, in the pocket one. So I don't know what exactly from there she needed, but it has something to do with magic that Regina used.
Yeah,
I'm guessing it might be something to spy on Regina, but I don't know yet, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And again, I have to go back to Harry Potter. I'm sorry for all these references, but she did say the line, mirrors hold a fraction of our souls, and then it just makes me think Horcruxes. And then, like, she said that she has over hundreds of mirrors, so how many... Mm-hmm. Where is her soul? Are they
like the mirror
fractured?
That Eric said?
Yeah.
With,
not that mirror. Okay. But is her soul fractured in so many, in over all these hundreds of mirrors? What really happened to her? Mm-hmm. Why this particular one? Because dark magic.
Does she know that she has 13 years of bad luck now?
Like, yes, she did crack that.
She broke that mirror.
Yeah.
And she also said that, you know, when Sydney was asking her what her plan was, she said that's between her and her reflection, which I started thinking of Mulan.
I know.
Reflection.
Okay,
Or Michael Jackson.
Or that, too.
Yeah, I tweeted out. I was like, she should be singing Reflection right now.
Yeah, I was like, I was waiting for that, for Christina Aguilera to start in the background music. Yeah. Right.
How do you think she swayed Sydney so easily?
Because Sydney's butt hurt by Regina, and when
he should be.
Yeah, he should be, and you can easily be, you know.
She
been
was offering
too many times,
and she was offering him what he wanted. Regina, he gave Regina a chance to let him out of that mirror, and Regina refused. And then, hey, this lady over here says she'll let me out if I help her out and set you up. And
do you guys think he regretted his decision at the end?
I don't know, because she seemed like she had no. I don't know.
She didn't need
She wasn't him trying to use Sydney. Like, Regina has always been using Sydney and never really kept him in the loop. Whereas, the Snow Queen just kind of said, oh, no, I don't need you. Like, you don't have to grant me wishes. Like, I don't mind. Like, I just needed this mirror, so I'm done.
I'm just kind of wondering if he's thinking, what have I done, you know?
I would be thinking, if I was him, I'd be more concerned, like, wait, I'm not needed here. Like, I thought you were going to protect me from the wrath of Regina because I just screwed her over. That's what I'd be scared about.
Like, shit.
But also...
shit.
Family friendly.
Yes. But also, Sydney's very sensitive right now because he did not want to be put back into the mirror after Regina. You saw him, like, that pain. He's like, no, I don't want to be in that position. So I think it was just anything to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He might even run back and tell... Regina, he's sorry.
I doubt he would. He's, I mean...
I just like him as an actor.
I hope that we get to see more of him in Storybrooke right now and, you know, in human form. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we haven't really seen him since the first season in human form. And this season, he's been in a mirror. So it'll be nice to see him out and about in the town and see sort of who in the town trusts him because everyone knows that he was Regina's sort of lackey.
Yeah, well, he was shady when he was here.
Yeah.
In human form.
Oh, yeah.
So does he have any friends in Storybrooke? I don't know. Maybe we'll see him try and make friends with Granny.
Maybe he can redeem himself.
Yeah.
In human form.
Mm. We shall see. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll open up a place and make chicken for the town.
Maybe a clean
mirror. Why he gotta make chicken?
Why he gotta make chicken?
That's who he was in Breaking Bad!
I was like, okay.
I'm just joking. I love you, Kathy.
I was just thinking Revolution, but okay. Yeah.
Let's talk about Mary Margaret and
so cute.
Their adventure. They're planning to go on an adventure to go hiking. Will is at the same time locked up in jail. Will escapes the prison cell and, at the same time, they're kind of looking for an adventure. David says, let's just do, you know, like, go find him like the olden days, you know? Mm. And it's cute, nostalgic. Mary Margaret's a little bit reluctant because they haven't been away from the baby for that long. While they're on their quest, Mary Margaret says she wants to go home. So David says he'll just go off by himself and, you know, find Will. He leaves, and then, coincidentally, Mary Margaret...
How did David miss him over there?
Right?
He walked off in that direction.
Yeah. And, like, it's very obvious. Like, he's digging very fast. It's not like he was, like, on the ground or something.
Yeah, it was just kind of weird. But my other question is, Will could... We know Will can pick locks super easy. Why'd he wait so long? He was in that... Who knows how long he's been in that jail?
And he's because still I think that there. He constantly had people in there either looking for, you know... old photos or trying to find something on, you know, in the census or whatever it was. Like, they were literally constantly in the sheriff's office trying to find something. So that might have been the first opportunity that he had to escape.
Okay, I'll give you that, Kathy Kelly.
Yeah.
I'll give you that one.
But Mary Margaret has this talk with Will and she somehow convinces herself that David was the one who set up Will's escape so that she would... feel like herself again.
It felt kind of like a stretch,
Maybe not, because she was having a hard time this whole episode with leaving the baby and, you know, letting Belle babysit. So she's having, like, you know, anxiety. The last time she had a kid, you know, she barely got to hang out with the baby before she had her taken away.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand where she's coming from in, like, not wanting to leave their baby. So David did need to do something to try and get her back. This happened to work out perfectly, and she thought it was him, and it really wasn't. But, I mean, I think it was great. I love how she was like, I need those walkie-talkies because we're going to be without cell service, and I need to be in constant contact with Belle to make sure that Neil's okay.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it's all real stuff that, you know, moms go through.
It's funny how dependent on electricity she's become. She's really assimilated.
Yeah.
Everyone is.
I know.
Everyone on this show is.
And have you ever thought about how you used to pick up someone from the airport before cell phones?
Like,
you actually had to go there and just wait and even, hope that they
it's
were at the right
phones.
Place.
Yeah.
Or even meet people at a certain place.
Like, yeah.
Gotta be at the right time.
Late.
And if they weren't there, you didn't know if they were alive. Like,
scary.
They weren't texting you every 2 minutes. Anyways, this is cute. Do we have any idea where Will...
He was digging holes in the sand, and it reminded me of the rabbit digging holes.
Yeah.
So, but he said he was looking for his backpack that he put the map of where the backpack was hidden inside his backpack and then buried it. Like, that was
very
smart.
Mad Hatter, too.
Yeah, like, yeah, he was kind of all over the place, and he was drunk again. How does he keep getting drunk?
I know.
Yeah,
I was
right?
Like, Tiana, you and I covered Wonderland. He was not that drunk all the time.
No, he wasn't. He was always kind of...
He's coping with something.
He was just here don't and know there, what it is, but... Yet. He's constantly drunk.
Yeah.
I'm kind of upset with
and
this.
And I'm like, how does he... How,
get into this
how
story.
Did he escape from jail and get drunk and on the beach? He's dug, like, 20 holes already. And no one was like, hey, this looks a little suspicious. Let me call and report it in.
I also really want to know where we're going with his story. I feel like since we've seen him so much and they've incorporated him so much into the season, he's got to be something big. Like... Everyone will be in danger, and he will be the one who has to save everyone. Or, you
he's
know, like
the drunk who saves the
day. I actually like his character a lot.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. I think he. I'm so glad that they brought him on to Once Upon a Time. It's just, what is he doing there?
Yeah, I need to know what happened and how he ended up here already. Like, I need answers about Will. I know that we're still working on answers about the Snow Queen, but
everybody
in general. I need some more Will. Mm-hmm. Stuff to come out.
Yeah. I need him to be sober.
Yeah, that would
because,
be
like,
helpful.
Because, like, everything he's doing and all the things he's saying and all of his actions, you know, you're questioning it even more. Is it really legit because he's drunk, or is this just him as a person? He has an ulterior motive for everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we do know he was part of the Merry Men, so I would love to learn more of that backstory.
We haven't even seen him and Robin interact.
Yep.
Will Robin Hood be happy to see him? Probably not, because, true. You know.
Is there some history with him and Maid Marian?
That's what I care about.
That's kind of what I feel about. I mean, she's going to need another love eventually if her one is taken. Just thinking in the future.
Yeah. But Will already has a love.
I know. Yeah,
but
like, she has.
We just don't know where she is
or canceled.
What happened to her. Yeah, we just don't know what happened to that love.
Anyways, let's talk about... Elsa and Anna. Elsa is on this quest to find Anna in the graveyard, in Emma's car, sees and hears Anna's voice. Then we find out that it was actually the Snow Queen tricked her. It was an illusion all along. Then the Snow Queen, like, chains her up with magic. Fear is what makes the chains even stronger. And then the Snow Queen said that she just needed Elsa out of the picture to enact her plan.
Right. And this also makes me question, how powerful is the Snow Queen? It seems like it's just beyond freezing things and creating frozen objects, because in order to create a figment of, you know, of Elsa's imagination to create this person that looks like Anna, it seems like she has more powers than she's letting on.
I kind of feel like she has acquired powers from something else. Like, either she's just so old and wise and something, like, she knows more, and she's able to control those powers more, unlike Elsa or Emma, who are very new to having powers.
Yeah, but we also did see the very quick shot when Anna did dissipate, was into ice and snow, but... It seems like more than just her freezing power.
Yeah, I think that she is very strong because, I mean, she also came out of, you know, the box we saw in the flashback a couple weeks ago where, you know, it's like the darkest of magic is hidden inside of here. So if she's working with the dark magic side of things, too, that would make her even stronger. And I think that she's testing Elsa because we still don't know fully what happened in their backstory. We know they were friends and then some things happened now and in times have changed, but I think that she's still testing Elsa to, like, make her break out of her fear to, because I think she needs Elsa's magic along
you
with
do.
Hers for whatever it is. So she's doing these things where she's, oh, I'm going to tie you up, but I'm not really going to use the full force of my magic on you.
Because otherwise she would just kill.
Yeah. How easy? Well, I mean,
she tried
like
to kill
Maid
Marian.
Yeah,
like,
she got...
We know that she's not, like... against killing people to get to her end goal. So clearly either she needs Elsa's magic or, like we've predicted before, they're somehow related more so than aunt and niece.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like Snow Queen wants to kill people because every buddy that she's come up against is really just freezing or stopping them and hindering them for getting into her way. It's just pretty much to subdue them.
She tried to kill Maid Marian. Let's be honest. She tried to kill Maid Marian and then pin it on Elsa. Regina stopped it from happening. Like, she
did that to prove it. She delayed it. Yeah. But right
now, she still
now,
tried to kill Maid Marian.
But right now, she hasn't really killed anyone just out of pure evilness. Mm-hmm. It's just really, she just stopped people from getting in her way.
Yeah. We also do know that she has the power to erase memories, which is huge. Mm-hmm. Because she's either altered or erased memories from Emma and Anna and Elsa, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Thus far. Maybe more people.
Yeah, we don't know whose path she's crossed yet, and we don't know how long she's been in our world, because and we don't know where she came from originally. We don't know anything about her, really, except for that she came out of that box that one time.
And she hung out and raised Emma.
At some point she was raising Emma for a while.
Right. Emma doesn't remember it, so...
See, and that's my question. Was that the Snow Queen's purposeful intentions to clear Emma's memory? But because Emma did say the line, they were memories and situations I purposely wanted to forget. So was that really Emma's doing, that she just purposely didn't even want to remember it? Or was that magic?
I think it was magic.
I'm going to go with magic on this one, too. Just because it's because Emma remembers the stuff that happened right before she got there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if Emma was blocking out, you know, everything, she would have blocked out Lily as well. Or maybe, you know, the Snow Queen should have been thinking to block out Lily, because eventually, you know, that tape is what, you know, her memory of Lily is what brought her to the tape, which is what pieced together that, oh, I lived with her.
Mm-hmm.
Psycho.
Snow Queen needed some of Rumple's magic to just magically erase her from the tape.
The tape needed to disappear. But it'll be interesting to see. I'm really excited to... I hope that we go straight into another flashback of Emma, like, in that foster home.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things we didn't get to see this episode. We didn't get to see much of Hook and Emma's relationship. And we also barely saw any of Rumple.
We didn't see him at all.
We didn't see Rumple.
Like,
or Henry.
Or Henry. But, or the hat.
No.
But I think we saw a lot of Hook and Emma's relationship.
We saw very little of it.
I think it was very significant stuff that we saw tonight.
We had more last
They almost kissed. Okay, great. Not as much as last week's
date. They were so couple-y, though.
They were
comfortable. Like,
but he was real bummed when he saw that picture of her and Neil. Let's be honest.
He needs to get over it.
Isn't everyone going to be bummed when you see a picture of, like, your love with, like, their ex? I mean...
Well, the ex is, like, he's passed on. So he needs to, like, be cool with that.
Yeah, but it's still like, like a part of Emma's always going to love, you know, him. Just like a part of his heart's always going to belong to Mila. So he just needs to see that it's the same thing.
I saw enough.
Oh my, they were so cute tonight. Okay. Hooker for life. They were so adorable. I loved every moment of it. I oohed and awed many times out loud.
You and I were just going to
Yeah, we were going to fight when we were watching.
But you're winning, obviously. My man's dead.
Yes. I do have that one up.
He could always come back, though, Kari. He could always come back.
It's true.
That's the power of magic.
In the body of someone else. You never know.
I really feel like that is what Rumple is trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, go
Rumple.
The power
of Rumple.
Go Rumple.
We'll see. Anything else that you guys want to mention from this episode before we get into news and gossip?
Fun fact with the Asgard.
Asgard.
I keep putting the emphasis on that part of the word, huh? But I thought that was great that they had him say it, since David, I can't think of his real name right now for some reason, but he was in the first Thor movie, so he...
David.
Yeah. But then he couldn't be in the other Thor movies because Asgard is where Thor is from.
Mm-hmm.
And so he couldn't be in the other ones because of scheduling conflicts with Once Upon a Time, but they did throw that little nugget in there.
Well, and Marvel.
Yeah,
and Marvel. In itself.
But I took it as more like, oh, he was in that movie.
Yeah.
Let's make a reference.
You laughed out loud.
I did. My inner nerd geek came out in that moment. I don't know much about comic books, but I got that reference. So, and I miss a lot of reference on Once Upon a Time. So I was like, I got one.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That was definitely Thor. That'd be an interesting universe to go into.
Thor coming around with Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, man. To go out into outer space area. Yeah.
We get some Chris Hemsworth.
We can go to Neverland. We could go to Asgard.
Yeah.
We could go anywhere.
We could.
We could.
We could.
All right, let's do TV gossip now.
Under no silence. TV
news. I just have one thing I want to talk about with news and gossip today. Exciting news. Episode 408, which is airing November 16th, is now going to be a two-hour episode of Once Upon a Time. It is not one of those recaps, here's where we are in the middle of the season. It's not taking away from the 22 episodes that have already been ordered. This is being added on in addition. So this is, it's not two separate episodes. It's not 408 and 409. It is just 408. Airing for 2 hours, so it's starting at 7 p.m. So don't forget to change your TV
We're
times.
We're definitely
going to
get
times.
A lot of answers.
Yes,
I feel
it
like.
Is a two-hour episode, and it's called Smashing the Mirror, or Smash the Mirror.
Something's going down. Something's going to predict what's going to happen in that
one. Some things are going down, and that's not even like the winter finale. There's still three more episodes after that till the winter finale.
I wonder why they're doing that then. That's interesting.
I probably it was too much. Like, they wouldn't have
to put in one script.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I'm really excited
not
about
that.
Not
that I'm complaining.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not complaining either, but Adam Horowitz tweeted it out earlier this week, and then, you know, people were asking, oh, well, does that mean it's like four, they're doing two episodes then? And he's like, nope, clarifying it. Whole 2 hours of one episode of Once Upon a Time.
Wow.
Sit down, pop some popcorn, get a drink. Let's do this.
All right.
I'm excited. And that is your weekly news and gossip.
Thank you, Tiana Hobson. So let's move on into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, yeah, you got a prediction, Tiana?
No, I just wrote down predictions. I don't have anything listed there, just word.
I have one.
Okay.
Smashing the mirror. And now we know that Snow Queen has hundreds of mirrors, and she has Anna. Anna is in one of the mirrors. And when they smash the mirror, Anna's going to come out, and Elsa and Anna will be reunited. Boom.
I like that.
I think that now, after this week, that the person who has Anna is the Snow Queen, just because she was able to conjure up this illusion of Anna, and I feel like her power would limit her from doing that unless she was somehow in possession of Anna.
And just to be difficult, I'm gonna say that I don't think the Snow Queen has Anna. I think it's someone else entirely.
Stop being difficult.
Because I think that the Snow Queen knows that that is Elsa's weakness, and to lure her there, that's what she needed to do. But what if in some crazy turn of fate, Will has Anna?
How?
I don't know, but like, we don't know where how he came back to Storybrooke. We don't know a lot of things about him.
I
want to
know why he's drunk all the time now. And
yeah, maybe what he's actually looking for is where he hid Anna in like his sack or something.
In a map to find
what if,
another map.
Yeah,
of
and they
Anna.
Also, but they also said the line mirrors are holds essence and what was it? Moods, desires, and essence.
Yeah.
So whatever you desire, like Mira Vera said. We desire Anna to be back.
I just predict, I think, it's kind of crazy, but I think Anna might, when she comes back.
Like, I mean, Anna we saw the previews for next week, we saw Anna falling off
Belle trying to save Anna from falling.
It might be a wild goose chase.
I really don't think that she's going to die next episode.
Episode 8.
When she reunites with Elsa, I imagine that she's not going to have a long reunion.
Well, she'll be in Storybrooke next week. We saw that.
I think that was a flashback, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
Unless it was a flashback. Unless it was a daydream, maybe.
The way they presented it seemed like present day, because we were also talking about Belle having the dagger over Rumpel, he thinks that she betrays him, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
They always tease us, and then
we're never right. But I just feel like Will is involved with Anna's story somehow.
And the hat has to be involved, too.
Yeah. The hat, too.
I don't know how they would put that. The hat, yes. But Will.
The hat has to do something.
Yeah.
Rumpel. Maybe whoever wears the hat has the power to get whatever out of a mirror.
And I really want to see Regina and Robin just get together already. I just need that to happen.
Yes.
Please.
He can't do that while his wife is frozen, guys. That's kind of rude.
I know, they got things to tend to. I get it.
It's like your wife being in a coma and you
morally, you shouldn't. Oh, question. The Snow Queen, at the very, very first shot of the episode, she was freezing a body. Who was that?
I couldn't tell who it was.
Yeah, because she was already in mid-freezing. So mm-hmm. where's that body? Are there more people like that? Mm-hmm. Is Anna like that? Mm. Who knows?
Yeah. So many questions.
Let us know.
I want to see more Rumble.
Guys, let us know.
Yeah.
Rumble yeah. has been a little on the back burner.
Not really.
I feel like we saw the whole first episode he wasn't in
But
this
I feel
season.
Like in some of the other episodes, he's not there for much. He's there for like a couple scenes and like he does stuff in those scenes, but we had like one episode that was really focused on
They have to introduce the new big bad, and that is
I just really hope they don't make him continue to be this jerk, because he was going on the right path of just being good and wanting to be good.
Oh, he's definitely giving me a jerk.
And I'm sad. Yeah.
Or maybe with Snow Queen and Rumple, we know that they have history, that Rumple has to wear the hat, and this whole deal goes down between him and Snow Queen to get Anna out. I don't know.
No.
I'm thrown.
I just want to see Operation Mongoose take full effect.
Yeah, that's
yeah. We didn't
too.
See Henry tonight.
Hopefully, we'll see it. But let us know your predictions for the rest of the season in the comments on our YouTube page. Please rate us, comment, like, subscribe to
you guys
us on
awesome.
iTunes. Yes, thank you so much. Keep the conversation going all week on Twitter. Where can they find you guys?
I'm on Twitter and on Instagram at the Tiana Hopson.
K-A-O-R-I-O-U-S, Kaorius, Instagram and Twitter.
And you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Serafini TV.
You can follow me on Twitter at Katherine Kelly. You can follow me on Instagram at Kathy Kelly. You can follow all of us here on Twitter and Instagram at AfterBuzz TV. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this after show, and we will see you again next Sunday for another after show for Once Upon a Time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.